Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klalam Abayz, Sidman Lam and Gimel. And we're discussing how do we do Kisei Aponim? So it says you should use your Zeroya for Kisei Aponim. Now, the Mishnah Masechtas Oilus, when it goes to the different parts of the body, in regards to the levels of that they generate, an aver of the body generates tuma, the different bones of the body. So it goes through and it lists all of the bones of the body and refers to the bones in the hand. There's multiple bones in the hand and the yad. It refers to the bones of the lower arm, the forearm, which is referred to as kona. It refers to the bones of the upper arm and it calls it zroya. So if we're said that we're supposed to do kisei panim with the zroya, so a person should be using his upper arm, not his forearm, for kisei panim. Furthermore, it also says that those which just cover their forehead are not covering their panim. They have to cover their panim. So, the ikur din is kisei haponim. So a person should nestle his face into the elbow and partially on his upper arm when he does the act of the fils apayim. So we have now all of the elements as he's leaning forward with his head inclined to the side. In the morning, that'll be an inclination to the on the right arm, towards his head inclined towards the left, and in the afternoon, he'll be on the left arm with his head inclined to the right, and he will try and cover his face, not just his forehead, with his elbow and his upper arm, as the majority of the coverages is taking place. The last point is how should one position oneself? We'll see later on that a person has a position that the dinner of the fields of Paim is if they are roim bris Hashem. So it's only in presence of the Sefer Torah of the Aron Kodesh. So the Magen Rome says that the Shnatz should position himself that when he's inclined in the proper way, he will have his head facing towards the Aron Kodesh. Masal Shekel says that only applies to the Shatz and not to the Tzibur. He says, why? Because the Tzibur are bound, they have specific seats that they have in the shul, that there's multiple discussion, different points in the halachic literature about ownership of seats in the shul and people using those seats and selling seats and chazakah on seats, etc. So there was a very clear system of where a specific place was given to the person and not somewhere else. So basically you're stuck in your seat, so you're forced to face from that based on that. But the chazan is down to the yamen, and then he has to go back to his seat. He finds a seat nearby to sit down. So he should find a seat nearby to sit down, different by chakras than by mincha, in order that he could have his head facing, his face facing towards the Aron Kodesh. So those are the elements which we have so far. And the next point the Chayyadim talks about is being seated or standing. The Chayyadim says, the Nefilas HaPayim is he meyushev v'miyefsher af b'amido. So the Nefilas HaPayim should be said seated, not standing. If that's not possible, the person can say it's standing. Can say it's standing. So that means he will lean forward. So he's doing the Nefilas HaPayim, he's leaning forward, and he will turn his face to the side. He'll do kisei aponim with his arm, and he'll try and face towards the Aron Kodesh. When is a scenario where a person would require to do a b'amida and not yeshiva? You could, a situation where somebody's behind them is not mishmar esrei, so he can not only be seated. The next point, another example which is brought down in halacha, is that if a person finishes shmar esrei and the tzibur is just starting then to say tachanun, he has not said he's taken his 3 steps back, he hasn't taken 3 steps forward yet, he hasn't even taken 3 steps back, but he just finished Menesre. In order to say tachanun together with the tzibur, the Shari Tshuva brings that a person should say it by Mida in order to say tachanun together with the tzibur. So this brings us to another point, the tachanun should be said together with the tzibur. If the tzibur reaches tachanun and you're holding in vahu rachum, the long paragraph, the person should actually do nefilas HaPayim together with the tzibur. The person say really the person does not need to switch to the paragraph of Tacharon. He could say what he's saying, the Vahurachum Tfila, he could say bin Tfilas Apayim. I think if one would want to switch, he could switch and then go back to say the rest of Vahurachum afterwards. But a person should say in the Tfilas Apayim together with the Tzibur. And so I think it's appropriate when a person's davening for the Amud on a Monday and a Thursday, he should end off the paragraphs with Nusach Ashkenaz, that you would say Bahurachum before Nefilas Apayim, before Tachanun. The Chazan should say it out loud that the Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekan Hashem Echad, so people will know that now the Tzibur is starting to say Tachanun, everybody will join in and say Tachanun together with the Tzibur. Okay, so we make a summary of the various different points of how to do the correct positioning for Nefilas Apayim. And we said this multiple times, so let's get this to it one more time. So a person is going to be leaning forward while he's seated with his head tilted to the side, trying to face towards the Aron Kodesh, his face covered and nestled in his elbow and his upper arm. And then you will fulfill all of the appropriate ways of doing the appropriate elements which are necessary to do Tfilas Apayim correctly. Have a good day.